How can I know God is real?
What does the Bible say about politics?
Why does a good God allow suffering?
If you have questions about faith, life or culture, don't be afraid to ask. This is Ask with David Dean.
G'day everyone, Dave Dean here. And our question for the week is belief in God just a delusion? This question touches on a common critique of religious belief that it's just irrational, a kind of psychological coping mechanism or delusion. But is faith in God really like that? Well, first, let's consider the psychological critique. The idea that Christianity is just a fairy tale that people cling to in order to comfort themselves in the face of death or suffering or something like that. Well, this critique cuts both ways, because if Christianity is just a fairy story for those afraid of the dark, then could it not be equally true that something like atheism is just a fairy story for those who are afraid of the light? You see, psychological motives can influence believers and atheists alike, but they do not determine the truth of the matter. Just because someone might want something to be true for a particular reason does not make it to be so. Another criticism is that belief in God is this delusion because it supposedly is built on false premises without evidence. And the Diagnostics and Statistics Manual, it defines a delusion as a false belief held despite evidence to the contrary. But Christian faith is far from blind belief like that. It rests on publicly available evidence that you and I can both check out today. Christians have historically offered many arguments for the existence of God. We've discussed those in previous episodes, like the cosmological and teleological and moral arguments for the existence of God. Arguments as well from human experience, ideas of consciousness and rationality and so on, love even, pointing or beyond mere material nature. And then, of course, we've got the central evidence of the historical person and work of Jesus Christ, his life, death, and resurrection, anchored in the Middle East. Scholars have debated the evidence for the resurrection, of course, but the available evidence is there for you and I to weigh for ourselves. Christianity, at the end of the day, doesn't shy away from tough questions. Whether it's a problem of evil, the seeming sense of God's distance, Christian theology actively engages in these questions. It's a faith that seeks understanding. It doesn't ask you to believe without reason, but encourages you to explore and wrestle with the evidence it has to offer. And I think it offers something that's real and more than just psychological, but a historically grounded hope that gives a direct answer to life's most profound questions, such as meaning, purpose, identity, a future. The Christian message is not just about escape from this world. It's about God entering into our broken world to bring about healing and redemption, to help us get up and walk through. He offers real answers to the problems of guilt and sin and suffering. And God just isn't an explanation in terms of a statement. He is an answer or an explanation in terms of his very presence in the person of Jesus. And that brings a radical, embodied, real-world transformation to both you and I, and one day, the heavens and the earth themselves. So is belief in God a delusion? No. Far from being a fairy tale, Christianity is built on evidence that invites honest questions and offers a rational response to the deepest questions of life. It's not just another story, it's the story of all stories, one that engages with reality, offering hope to those who seek the truth.
Do you have a question about Christian beliefs, theology, doctrine, philosophy, or culture? Don't be afraid to ask. Go to drcdean.com/ask. That's Dean with an E.